All right, listen, guys, I get it. Many of you are unable to financially support this ministry because you're spending your cash and your lives on raising young children in the fear and admonition of the Lord. Praise God for you and that endeavor. However, algorithms are a thing. Shadow banning, sadly, is a thing. And one major way that you can help to expand the reach and effectiveness of this ministry that doesn't cost you a dime is by spending just a few moments leaving us a 5-star review. Also, perhaps even more effective than that, you can share our podcast with a friend. We hope you'll take the time to do so. Thank you so much. God bless.
Jesus said, "Man cannot live on bread alone, but from every word that proceeds from the mouth of God." You're listening to Daily Truth.
Children, especially my children, listen up. Pay attention. One of the things that we see in this Bible verse is that it is the duty. That means it's the job. It is a child's job. Children have work. Children have duties and responsibilities in their household and unto God. And one of the duties of children, just like it's your duty, your job, to honor your father and mother, one of the ways that you honor your heavenly Father, you honor the Lord, is by asking questions. It is the duty. It's not only permissible, but it is actually commended and even commanded by God that children be inquisitive, that children be busy about the work of asking questions, not asking questions from a place of disobedience, not asking questions from a place of rebellion towards authority, but a place of wanting to actually understand who God is and what His commandments are, wanting to better understand the Bible and the teachings about Jesus. And so it is the duty or the job of children to ask questions. And in the same way, it is the duty of parents to answer questions. Ample provision requires hard work. So speaking to parents now, children, ask your parents questions. If there's something you don't know about Jesus, something you don't know about God, or something you don't know about the sermon, you should ask your parents after church. Ask them on the way home. But parents, speaking to you now, it's your job to answer these questions.
Whoa, 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 you're gonna wanna hear this. Our next two conferences are coming up quick. We've got first our fall conference. This is November 11th and 12th. That's a full day Saturday and a holdover for the Lord's Day, November 12th. Who's speaking at this conference? Well, we've got Jared Longshore and Chris Wiley and yours truly, Pastor Joel Webben. What's the title? The title is The Household and the War for the Cosmos. Now, I know you're thinking, wait a second, you can't use that title, Joel. That's the title for Chris Wiley's book. Well, I can use it because he's going to be there speaking and he gave me his permission. We're going to be talking about the household as the basic building block for pushing back the kingdom of darkness in this world. We're going to be talking about biblical patriarchy. We're going to be talking about marriage and parenting, how to keep your kids, how to shape and form them like straight arrows, like sharp arrows that do damage to the kingdom of darkness, training our children in the fear and admonition of the Lord. A full day on Saturday, November 11th, and then holding Jared Longshore over for the Lord's Day, November 12th, to preach at my church, Covenant Bible Church, in Central Texas. You can register at the early bird rate, which will not last long, but you can register at the early bird rate today by going to rightresponseconference.com. Again, that's rightresponseconference.com. Now, our second conference is our spring conference. This is Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, March 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. The title for this conference, Blueprints for Christendom 2.0. Blueprints for Christendom 2.0. We don't want to revert back to Christendom 1.0, although it would certainly be a whole lot better than the clown world that we're currently living in. But we recognize, despite the phenomenal features of a prior Christendom, there were certain bugs that we'd like to see worked out. So we're not going back. We are pushing forward to Christendom 2.0. We believe that the blueprints are seven doctrines for ruling the world world righteously. What are these seven doctrines? Well, it's Reformed confessionalism. It's covenant theology. It's biblical patriarchy. It's presuppositionalism and Kuyperianism and general equity theonomy and hopeful eschatology, postmillennialism. Who's going to be teaching us on these doctrines? Voldemort. He who must not be named, Pastor Douglas Wilson himself. You also got Mr. Bright Hearth, Mr. King's Hall, Mr. Haunted Cosmos, Pastor Brian Sauve. And we also have Dr. Joseph Boot, and of course, yours truly, Pastor Joel Webben. We'll be doing seven primary lectures, as well as two 90-minute panels with all the speakers together, and we'll likely add a couple more speakers along the way. Again, that's March 1st. 2nd and 3rd, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. It's Blueprints for Christendom 2.0. We've got the early bird rate going right now, but it will run out quickly. So go to rightresponseconference.com, rightresponseconference.com to register today.
Can I be frank with you for just a second, right here at the end? Look, some of you guys, you're financially supporting this ministry, and from the bottom of my heart, I say, thank you. I cannot thank you enough. However, some of you, you can't afford it. In fact, some of you shouldn't afford it. Let's be honest. I mean, we're living in Joe Biden's ridiculous economy. Our nation and our totalitarian political elites lost their minds over the last 3 years due to COVID. We have written checks that we simply cannot cash. It doesn't matter if people change the definition of a recession. We are living in a recession right now, regardless. Some of you are struggling to afford a carton of eggs at the grocery store. You cannot support financially this ministry at this time, nor should you. But you could still help us tremendously. I am asking you, please, if you're willing to do so, take 1 minute of your time. Leave us a 5-star review on your favorite podcast platform, iTunes, Spotify, whatever that might be. This is the way the system works. We want to be innocent as doves, but shrewd as vipers. We need to be strategic. You leave us a 5-star review, and our podcast shows up for more people. And the Word of God and courageous theology applied in practical ways to every realm of life gets out there. Help us get it out there. Thanks for tuning in.